You're listening to SBS News.
Adolescence is a volatile time for everyone. Young people's attitudes and lifestyles are influenced and shaped. These years are especially challenging for those living in the developing world. Dedicated programs are needed to address the unique health and social problems experienced by young people and their families in developing or disaster-struck nations. But new research from Harvard and the Murdoch Children's Research Institute has revealed only a fraction of development funds are going to help this vulnerable group. Co-author of the research and professor of adolescent health at the Murdoch Institute, Professor George Patton, says the figures are quite unbalanced.
They are 30% of the population in low-income countries. They account for about 12 to 13% of the total disease burden, and yet we're spending only 1.6 of this developmental money on this age group.
Professor Patton claims the health of young people aged 10 to 24 is being neglected by governments and aid organisations worldwide. Spanning over 13 years, his research has revealed that while countries like Australia should be spending on average $9 per adolescent per year in low-income countries, they are actually spending just 40 cents.
We've tended to think, I think, as a global community, that this is a healthy age group where we don't need to worry about their health, and so we haven't invested much.
70% of the health funding for adolescents currently is targeting sexual and reproductive health and HIV/AIDS prevention. But Professor Patton says there are other important areas in young people's health that are being neglected.
So we need to be investing in things such as nutrition. It's so important for healthy growth during these years. We need to be investing in mental health. We're spending almost nothing on mental health currently. And we need to be investing in prevention of road traffic injuries. This is cheap to do. These are the leading cause of death of adolescents in our regions. These are really good investments we should be making and we're not making.
Professor Patton argues that directing investment this way will mean a healthier future, not just for this generation, but for future generations in these countries. The Australian government spent just over $4 billion on foreign aid in the last year, with half of that going to the country's closest neighbours in the Pacific. The rest was split between efforts in the Middle East and Africa, Greater Asia and the Americas. These figures are significantly lower than they were 5 years ago, with successive aid budgets heavily cut. Hayley Cull is from aid agency Plan International. She says those cuts are being felt by the most vulnerable.
The cuts to aid have really, really hurt the world's poorest people, and we know that children and specifically girls have really suffered. The cuts to aid year on year on year have had a really devastating impact on children all around the world, and we really hope that we'll start to see that trend reverse.
She says the young, especially girls, must be better factored into Australia's funding decision-making.
So adolescents, and particularly we see adolescent girls, are one of the most vulnerable and marginalised groups in the world. There are 500 million adolescent girls in the world, in the developing world, and they're facing all sorts of issues. The odds are really stacked against them.
While information on Australian aid projects is not broken down to reveal age groups, the Department of Foreign Affairs has told SBS its investments in education, healthcare and economic development necessarily provide better opportunities for young people. Stephen Howes, director of the Development Policy Centre at the Australian National University, says making adolescent health a priority in an already stretched budget is a difficult task.
I think the challenge for any aid program is that there are so many good causes that you could spend your aid on. You know, certainly adolescent health would be a good cause, so would mental health, so would palliative care, but you can't do everything. And if you try to do everything, you end up with a very fragmented program. You end up achieving nothing.
He also insists a key priority is enabling developing countries to tackle problems themselves.
It's important to keep emphasising the unmet needs, the need for more spending, but also important to recognise that it can't be done by foreign aid alone and that it is a long-term challenge.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.